From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, on Sunday had a warning for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. She said the U.S. would launch new missile strikes against his regime if he carries out another chemical weapons attack. She also told CBS News that she hopes Syria's main supporter, Russia, also learns from the strikes.
We needed to make a strong message towards them that Russia can cover up in the United Nations, but Russia cannot cover up when it comes to military strikes on Syria. And I think that message was heard loud and clear around the world. And so we feel very good about the message that was sent. It is now up to Bashar al-Assad to see if he's smart enough to receive that message.
Haley also told CBS News that the U.S. has decided to place new sanctions on Russia to be announced on Monday. Suspected Islamic State militants in southwestern Pakistan have shot dead two members of the minority Christian community and wounded at least five others. Police and witnesses said the victims were leaving a church in the city of Quetta after attending the Sunday service when gunmen on a motorbike fired at them and drove away. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the shooting. Pakistan says cross-border fire from Afghanistan Sunday killed two Pakistani paramilitary soldiers and wounded five others. A military spokesman said troops were conducting routine surveillance in the remote Kurram region to prepare to start building a fence on the border when they came under attack from the other side. He said Pakistani troops are, quote, exercising maximum restraint to try to avoid any Afghan civilian casualties on the other side of the border. This is VOA News.